The following program is brought to you by your friends at TheForce.net.
Oh, Maxie bit the Force.
And RebelScum.com.
You Rebel Scum.
The galaxy is listening.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
This is a ForceCast Microcast.
Nice magic back.
Brought to you by TheForce.net and RebelScum.com.
You may fire when ready.
We are the Dreadless spirits from the forest grow.
All right, we're here with Felix Silla. Felix is well known for playing an Ewok in Return of the Jedi. He's the hang gliding Ewok. How you doing, Felix?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks a lot for coming out to Chicago. Great to see you.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Now, Felix, does your Ewok have a name, that hang gliding Ewok?
No, I don't know if they had a name. I don't know where all these names came from. I have no idea. No, everybody has a name now except mine, so I have to find one. So I don't have one.
How did you get involved in the production of Return of the Jedi?
Well, I knew a stunt coordinator by Glenn Randall, and I was doing a film of the movie Poltergeist, and he told me that he said something big is coming up, but he didn't tell me what it was, and he said, I need some help from you, actually from me, to help him get some little people to do some movie, a movie, do a lot of stunts. So, and then later on, it came, you know, a movie came by, and I helped him doing, you know, research and got a bunch of old people to do some stunts, in which that's what I did.
Yeah. So that's what you were doing as a career. You were a stunt guy.
Well, I started out in the movie, yes, as a stunt, doing a little doubling for a little boy in 1962.
And you mentioned Poltergeist, one of my favorites. What did you do in that flick?
I was the little guy that, you remember the little boy got pulled out of the window with like in a tree branch?
Yes.
I was the guy there.
That is, to me, one of the most terrifying moments in film history. Poltergeist had a lot of them, too.
Yes, there was. There was quite a few. You know, when the branch came in and they grabbed the little boy and, you know, dragged him out, it was the coldest job I ever done because we were filming indoor in the MGM studio, but they were using a lot of wind and a lot of water. I mean, my mouth was shaking like, you know, I really was freezing. I only had a little nightgown, like pajamas on.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, amazing scene. But this is a Star Wars podcast, so let's talk about your work. Did you mostly work in the Redwood Forest?
Yes, my stuff was all done in the Redwoods. We went to London for a couple of weeks to get special fittings for costumes because, you know, all the people, the little people did the stunts. Our costume was a little more lighter than the other Ewoks because the other Ewoks, they were all like in the background just to fill the screen. Like as an extra, but myself and 400 little people, we were doing a lot of stunts, so the costumes were specially made.
And what was it like working in those costumes?
They were great. I had no problem. I mean, I had no problem whatsoever.
They were roly-poly, to say the least.
Well, they looked like roly-poly, but mine wasn't because it was a little bit different, more flexible. Like I said, you know, we had to do stunts, and that's why you have to be mobile. You know, we have to move a lot, and they were not really filled up with foam.
How did they pull off the stunt of you flying overhead in that hang glider? They had you hooked up to a harness?
Actually, yes, it was. They pulled me up, put me in a harness, and they put me up like 25, 30 feet, and put me on a cable, long cable, like 50 feet or 75 feet, and they flew from one place to another, like on a slant, and then I crashed at the end, and that's when I got shut down.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
But I was the guy throwing a rocks and stormtroopers.
Are there any other stunts you did on this film?
It was quite a bit that we did, including all of me, not only myself, but other people, but they didn't use it. A good percentage of the stuff that we did, it was never used on the film. So I don't know why. Maybe it was too funny or too comic or, you know, that it was never used. No.
Can you give me an example or a description of a scene that wasn't used?
Well, the scene that was not used was a scene with one of the stormtroopers was having a fight with a little Ewok. He picked up a little Ewok and he kind of chucked him like 20 feet away. So I came by on the rope swinging with a big club And while his, you know, he gets to standing up, I hit him in the head. Then I went across, and I went upside down. I changed the club, and I, on the way back, you know, while he was getting up again, I hit him one more time. And I guess Lucas didn't like it because it must have been too funny. So that was the scene that it wasn't used.
Wow. And did you work with George Lucas at all?
I did a couple of movies, George. I worked, you know, the Return of Jedi, and then I did Indiana Jones and Temple of Dooms. But I worked more with Steven Spielberg.
Yes.
Because George, I only saw George a few times. I just said hello to Mr. Spielberg, I mean Lucas. But I wasn't really involved with him a lot because, you know, he just came around once in a while to see what, you know, went on. And but, you know, you don't just work with him all the time. You know, the director, you do work a lot. You know, he's there to be there all the time.
And, of course, you work with Steven on the Indiana Jones and Poltergeist.
Of course. I was on Indiana Jones for 6 months. We went to London. We went to India. We went to Macau, you know, like China. We went to Northern California, and then we went to London again. I mean, we went back and forth for almost 6 months altogether.
This was Temple of Doom, right?
Yes, yes.
And did you do the stunts for Short Round in that one?
Yes, I did all the stunts for Short Round, and I got stuck in, I know, almost died on that movie. I almost got drowned in the river. I got stuck under a raft.
Really? Now explain to us how that all happened.
Well, we were doing a scene, and the raft flipped over, and I got stuck underneath. So I'm not a swimmer, but I had one of those life jackets they call the Mae West. And the stunt coordinator told me, he says, if anything happened, don't panic. He said, just pull on the string and, you know, you'll be okay. So I'm getting ready, and the thing flipped over, and I got stuck underneath. And all of a sudden, I started pulling and pulling. Nothing was happening. So I really yanked really hard, and the thing, you know, inflated. And then they came and got me out. So, but I got stuck for underneath for a while, and I don't know if I should let her go or why I decided to hang on. I said, I'm not going to let her go because at least I know I'm not going anywhere, you know.
Right.
Because if I let her go, I'll probably end up down the river somewhere. I'm not a swimmer.
Right.
So it was okay. It was fine.
Well, you know, as a stunt guy, danger is part of the business, right?
Well, it is dangerous, especially if you're not a swimmer and they put you inside of a river. You know, I told the guys, look, I don't know how to swim. I'm not a swimmer. But he said, oh, no, don't worry about it. We'll give you a life vest if anything happens, you know, or something. He says, you know, don't worry about it. Don't panic. And I said, okay, fine, you know. But we were filming up northern near Sacramento in the river, Tuolumne River. And the water, it was coming down from Lake Tahoe, from the snow, from the mountain. The temperature in the river was 55 degrees, and the outside temperature was like 105. So it was pretty cold, you know.
You know, I'm sitting here, I'm looking at a lot of photos. Oh, this is my son, Michael. Michael, this is Felix.
My son is Michael, so I got a son by the name Michael.
So, as you can see, Mr. Silla here played the hang gliding Ewok. What do you think of that?
It's cool.
It is cool.
It is cool, all right.
A real hang glider?
It was the real, yeah. That's the one that crashed. Shot down by the stormtrooper.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
He got shot down by a stormtrooper, and he lived to tell about it.
Yeah, I was throwing rocks on the stormtrooper. They finally shot me down. I crashed.
Now, another big character you played from my childhood is from the Buck Rogers in the 25th Century Show, Tweaky. And Tweaky was a Star Wars type droid, if you will.
It was.
Of course, you didn't do the voice. The great, late great Mel Blanc did the voice.
That's right. Mel Blanc did all the voice. It was impossible for me to talk inside the costume because the mask was so close to my face. Also, it's very hard to pick up sound because I'm a lot smaller than, you know, the regular Gil Gerard. I mean, he's over 6 foot tall and I'm 3.5 foot tall. So it's harder for the microphone to go up and down because it will never happen because it will go on camera unless they give me a wireless stuff, you know, microphone. But it was really hard to talk inside the mask. So.
I bet it got hot in there, too.
It got hot a little bit, but I'm glad Mel Blanc did the voice because it sounded a little better than mine.
Yeah. Now, do you do an impersonation of Tweaky? Can you do the Mel?
I never got a call for it, but I could say beady, beady, beady. That's all.
It's like beady, beady, beady. Yeah. Right, I can't do it either.
Watch your mug.
Thank you, Tweaky.
I can't do it either, so. And that's why they use Mel Blanc. That's why.
Yeah, but, you know, just the physical movements and everything, Tweaky was, you brought a lot to the table with that one.
Thank you very much. I asked the director, I said, what should I do? I mean, which way you want me to walk? he said, just walking naturally, doing fine. So that's what happened. So it was fine, the job.
And back to Star Wars, did you have an opportunity to socialize with any of the actors from the films?
Yeah, we had lunch together once in a while. I mean, we were not really involved a lot of, but once in a while, Harrison Ford and the rest of them were there, but not too often because we did our stuff way up in the Redwoods in California, and most of the time they were doing this scene somewhere else.
Yes.
So, you don't really socialize that much with them.
Right. And just in closing, how enjoyable has it been for you to be out on the circuit and pressing the flesh with Star Wars fans?
Well, I tell you, man, I've been in this business from 1962, and it's really been great. I paid my bills, and now I make an appearance. I go to a convention. I'll have a lot of fun with the fans. And, I do have a lot of fun talking and have a conversation with them. They ask a lot of questions, and I give you a lot of answers, and they're really happy to hear. A lot of people that come here to my table and they see me and a dog here and Cousin Ed, the Adams family, most of the kids says, oh, that's cool. I said, no, that was hot,
Well, yeah, of course you were Cousin Ed on the Adams family, too. Some iconic characters given life by Felix Silla. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
This is a ForceCast Microcast.
All right, we're here with Mark Dodson. How's it going, Mark?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Great. Mark, your contributions to the Star Wars galaxy, Return of the Jedi, you were the voice of...
Salacious Crumb.
And how'd you get that gig?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but I was working for Lucasfilm, and I had moved from Los Angeles to Marin. I was working out at the ranch, and Ben Burtt was looking for some voices. And so I said, well, let me try out for some voices. And actually, he gave me a shot at Admiral Akbar, and I didn't get that part. And I was so nervous because it was one of my first auditions ever. And I was just very nervous, and I told Ben, let me loosen up a little bit. I'm really nervous, Ben. He said, that's all right. Go ahead. Do what you want to do. And I started laughing and cackling and and, that kind of thing. And Ben said, I have a character that I've been looking for a voice for. And this was very close to time for the, final edits. And he said, we still don't have a voice. He said, I think that's going to work for this character. And so he described him, Salacious, as a little part monkey, part lizard, part bird. And he said, now I'm just going to give you some situations, and I want you to use that type of voice. And so he described, you know, what's going on in the scene, basically. And I did a lot of laughing and cackling for about half hour, 45 minutes, and then Ben did his wizardry. I mean, he's amazing. And I didn't even know what he had done until I went to the screening with all the Lucasfilm, the first screening, and that came up on the screen. And all of a sudden, Salacious started laughing, and it just shocked me. I said, oh, my gosh, that's me. That's what Ben was, you know. And my wife was sitting there with me. She's like, what do you mean, that's you? I said, that's the one that I told you I did some laughs. That's him. She's like, oh, that's great. We didn't even know his name still. After the movie, I said to, well, Ben actually said to me, how'd you like what I did? Do you know who you were? And I said, yeah, it was that little guy that was sitting with Jabba. And he goes, that's right. His name's Salacious Crumb. And I said, oh, that's so cool, you know. So that's how it started.
And the rest is history.
The rest is history.
Now, did they raise the pitch in the laugh?
Some they did, and, you know, for a little, they kind of tweaked it in some areas. I was also, well, this was 20, how many years ago was Jedi?
Jedi was 1983, so that was 24 years ago.
24 years ago. My voice was a little, I could hit those highs a little better than I can now, to be honest with you. Same, that led to Gremlins, and it was the same kind of thing there where I did a lot of the Gremlins voices, and some they pitched up, some they left pretty much the same to get variations.
Now, you mentioned you tried out for the Admiral Ackbar character, didn't get it. What did your version of Ackbar sound like? Can you pull that one out?
I really don't remember. It wasn't good. I can tell you that. It didn't work. I think I did kind of a gurgling thing. They showed me a picture, and I was kind of, one of the hardest things was the words that I was being asked to read. I just didn't know these words was what was really throwing me. You know, it ended up being, I think, you know, the Death Star and, you know, all this kind of thing. But I just did kind of a gurgling, little Death Star, little, you know, that kind of a thing. And Ben didn't like it, so it didn't work.
Did he?
Nobody else does either now that they've heard it.
Did he ask you to say, it's a trap?
You know, it's been so long, I can't say if I remember. I don't think so. I don't think he did. No, the scene that I was trying out for was the scene where they show the Death Star, where it comes up. And then, okay, that was part of that scene was what they were having people read. And I think that was one of the first time that computer graphics, that a hologram had ever been seen on screen. So that was a major accomplishment. Just as a side thought, I guess a lot of Star Wars fans would know that, but it was the first time that a hologram had been actually put on film, you know. In fact, at the screening after that scene happened, huge round of applause for that happening, yeah.
You mentioned you were doing some work at Lucasfilm. What were you doing over there?
Actually, I started out as a carpenter. I was an apprentice carpenter, and I was working at the ranch. First, I worked at the Kerner Company in San Rafael, and then they moved me out to the ranch, and that's what I was doing. I was working as a carpenter.
Cool, and Salacious wasn't the only voice you did in Jedi, is that right?
Yeah, they used some. Ben used some of the stuff for the Ewoks, and some of the screams and things that I had done for, you know, the war scenes with the Ewoks. Then also when they did the TV special, was it the Ewoks Save Endor, I think was the name of it, with Wilford Brimley?
Battle for Endor.
Oh, I thought we saved Endor. Anyway.
Or it was something like that, you know.
I'm just saying. I'd like to think we saved.
Out of all things Star Wars, those Ewok movies are the one thing that kind of went past me. Even still to this day, I haven't really. I should sit down. I have children. I should sit down with them and watch it. Maybe I'll see it through their eyes and really get off on it. But, I mean, I don't even think I've even seen them. Can you believe it?
Yeah. No, well, I saw that one once when it was on TV. But I guess they sell it now on DVD. I don't know. I guess it's out there. But, yeah, I did that. And I did some of the Flogs were the giants in that. I did some of their voices as well. Yeah,
I definitely have to check that out. I don't know why I haven't, but, well, you know, man, you're still out there doing voiceover work?
Yes, I am. I'm still doing voiceover. Just worked on a movie, Deadwood Park, voiceover for a guy and I don't want to give anything away, but who may be the killer. That we hear, only you hear him on tape. You hear him on tape. So once again, they didn't have to see me, and I don't do on camera.
No. Have you ever?
No, I never have. I never have. And at this point, I would, not that they'd ever offer, but I'd probably turn it down at this point. It's like, I've gone this long just using my voice. Why should I, you know, change gears now, you know?
Did they have you do any dialogue for the Ewoks?
Yeah.
Genius. Now, here's my son, Michael. Michael, what'd you think of that?
That was very good.
There you go. So, you know, man, it's just been great talking to you. And thanks a lot for your contributions to the Star Wars universe. And I'm glad you're out here meeting the fans, pressing the flesh, and taking time out to talk to us here on the Forcecast.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Here's a quick impression. This is an Ewok from Return of the Jedi. If you didn't see Return of the Jedi, you won't like this. One day you might see it and go, that was a very good impression. I should see more movies. This is my Ewok.
We're here with Margo Apostolos, who played an Ewok in Return of the Jedi. How you doing, Margo?
I'm doing good.
Apostolos. Greek much?
Yes, it's Greek.
Now, you, of course, played an Ewok in Return of the Jedi, right?
Right.
What was that Ewok's name?
My name is Tokat.
Ah, see, everyone has a name in the Star Wars universe. And where would we find you amongst the Ewoks out there on Endor?
Where we're fighting the stormtroopers.
Can you describe what your Ewok looked like?
Well, I'm dark brown with a green hood, and I got two big buck teeth.
And of course, you were fighting the good fight against the evil Galactic Empire. Now, I'm looking at some pictures here of your Ewok. Is it a boy Ewok or a girl Ewok?
I never thought of that.
Since it's you playing it, we'll call it a she. And it looks like she's pulling back on a bow and arrow.
Right.
That's her weapon of choice, correct?
Yeah, well, we were jumping off a log in that scene. I did a lot of fighting scenes. They were fun.
A lot of the fighting scenes. So are you a stunt person?
No, but I felt like it because I ran through explosives. I did a lot of fighting scenes, you know. I took the gun out of Harrison Ford's hand. I'm patting Chewie on the back at the end. And, I'm all over just beating up on the stormtroopers.
Everyone has the DVDs of Return of the Jedi, so just take a closer look and you'll see Margo fighting the good fight. How did you get the job being an Ewok?
A gentleman that hired me for my first show just happened to call me out of the blue and asked me if I'd be interested in applying for Blue Harvest, which it was called before Return of the Jedi.
Were you acting prior to that?
I had another job besides I was working in retail, but it just worked out where I could do that. So,
how old were you when you filmed Return of the Jedi?
I think I was 22.
What was it like working in that Ewok costume?
Well, I know a lot of people say it was real hot, but to me, I think since we were actually out in the forest, it didn't really bother me that much. Plus, we only put our heads on when we were actually shooting a scene. But I enjoyed it, to be honest with you.
Was all your filming done out on the Redwood Forest?
Yes. We were out and running around the forest.
And are you from California?
Yes, born and raised, 49 years.
Did you get a chance to socialize with any of the actors from the film?
Well, I got to talk to several. I talked to Mark Hamill and, you know, a little bit to Carrie, and that's about it. I didn't spend a lot of time with them. I just talked to them a little bit.
Did you take any direction from George Lucas or Richard Marquand while you were out on the set at the Redwood Forest?
I believe it was the director. I think it was Richard.
And how'd you get along with him?
I really didn't have any problems with anybody. They tell you what to do and you do it.
How about Warwick Davis? Do you maintain a relationship with him at all?
Not really. You know, I keep in contact with other Ewoks, though.
When you think of Ewoks, you think of Warwick. And now you think of Margo. How'd you enjoy going out to Celebration 4?
I loved it. That was an experience.
So when did you start doing the conventions and signing autographs for Star Wars fans?
5 years ago? 4 years ago? 5 years ago?
And are you impressed with the outpouring of support Star Wars fans have, not only for actors such as yourself, but the movie in the whole?
Yes, very much so.
What's the strangest thing you've ever signed for a fan?
Strangest thing? I don't know. I can't think right now. I know there's things, but, you know.
You're not an actor by trade, correct?
Right.
So this is something out of your element a little bit, maybe, signing autographs. So it's still cool, though, right?
Right. It's just a great experience. I was surprised the first time I did it, like, wow, somebody wants my autograph. These people come, you know, because I'm an Ewok, like, you know, I didn't think anything of it, but they're like, I'm like, okay. Yeah, but it's neat, though. I was just surprised that people would actually want my autograph.
Well, it's worth it, and, you know, we're just happy to have you on board for the ride.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Do, do, do,
yum, nom.
Do, do,
eat, shop, yum, nom.
Do, do, do.
Tommy, Toby, Chicken, Galoop, Doc, Flynn, Hawa.
We do,
yawa.
Do, do,
eat, shop, yawa.
Do, do, do.
Tommy, Toby, Chicken, Ganoop, Doc, Fling, oh, wah. Go teach out to Yab Nub. Go teach out to Yawa. Go teach out to Glowa. Alleluia to Nub. Alleluia to Nub.
Do, do,
Glowa.
Do, do.
Teach out Glowa.
Do.
Glowa, Pichini Foam. A tutti agunda. Go teach out to Goo.
Yab Nub.
Go teach out to do.
Yeah,
go teach out to do.
Yacha.
Alleluia to Nub. Alleluia to Nub. Alleluia to Nub.
For TheForce.net and RebelScum.com, I'm Jimmy Mack.
May the Force be with you, bro.
This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The official Star Wars site can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names and sounds of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of TheForce.net LLC unless otherwise indicated.